from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's, Packer Ave in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location, chickiesandpeets.com. This segment, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We are joined by a special guest, Trader Kevin Franson.
Trader boss?
Well, you love
I got to call you boss, because yeah. Last time I was here, you're my boss.
Yeah, but not anymore, like, though. Not anymore. Right. Yeah, I'm just a guy
yeah,
now.
Trader.
Yeah. Now you're telling what you really felt about
yeah. Anyway, yeah, let's go that route.
So Kevin is now the color analyst for the Nationals TV broadcast. And that's the gig, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just in the full entertainment business.
You know? That's what you
okay.
do.
That's what you got to do. You got to entertain everybody.
So. Well, you had a good catch last night. I saw you guys going a little viral on that, the Jacob Young catch.
Oh, dude, but we've been doing that for a while because he goes, that kid's nuts, right? So we all love Ted Lasso, I'm sure, right?
Oh, he's the center fielder, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's made some catches that just blow your mind just because he rarely dives for him, right? He's running underneath these things, and you're just like, it's the Roy Kent thing. He's here, he's there, he's every freaking where.
Yep.
Jacob Young. And so that one last night just happened to catch on. You know, in the comments you get, you're like, 9-2 game, great call. It's like, just shut up. You know what? When fans do that thing, it's just like, well, what else are you supposed to do? Like, are you supposed to be depressed? It's 9-2 game. Oh, wow, that's a great catch against the wall. He went over there, good angle.
Yeah, they're going to lose
though. You got to entertain people. Why not?
Well, yeah, what's that like doing every game? Because, you know, we've certainly had it here. What's that like doing every game when the team is, when you know the team isn't going anywhere this year? How do you approach every game when you're doing that?
Simple. I mean, look, you have a young team that is going to make a lot of mistakes. You know that. But there's a lot of potential that you see, and you see the evolution. We've already seen it. The thing that I think makes it easier, at times you're like, these guys aren't jerks. We've been around plenty of teams that have been rebuilds that, like, you got some grade A, you know what?
Yeah.
On the team.
Yeah.
These guys have been, for 3 years, awesome. Talk to you. They still have the conversation. They're young. They don't take it for granted. That's where it makes it easy. Right? If they were not, I mean, I think it would be a real struggle. But, I mean, you look, the whole thing is we're supposed to be up. We're supposed to entertain.
That's
supposed
right.
to, you know, yeah. at the same time. Be honest. I mean, that's the beauty of for me, I will always have in my life is doing 4 years here. This is where you learn how to be honest. If you aren't,
yep.
you can't make it.
Yep.
Sorry, you can't.
Yep.
And so taking it to D.C., where it's not been like that for years, I mean, it was a lot of, you know, yay, yay team. It's not that. Like, yeah, it's yay team, but like, dude, we got to be real with the people here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, when I would imagine for yourself with the fan base down there in general, the Nationals don't have this long history of being there in the D.C. area, the DMV area.
Right.
What's that like for the fans down there? Are they, even though they won a World Series,
right?
When they won a World
right.
Series, are they still like, are they in support of the young players, the rebuild? You feel like they're still invested in the team?
Yeah, you know what? I was having this conversation because with the Baltimore people the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not that far behind average attendance this year from the Baltimore Orioles. And you're like, seriously?
Whoa. Really? Okay.
And it shouldn't be that way, right? Like, I love
sure,
it. I think
you
it's great.
Think Baltimore, is,
right?
Yeah, you would think. They
but
were
I
going,
mean,
okay.
But that's also a part of like what you're growing. You're growing with some young guys, and they're starting to see that whole thing. Now, the other part. You know, Trey Lipscomb was here for a while. He got sent down the other day. And with James Wood up now, those are two area guys.
Okay.
Like, you're starting to see area guys come up and get to the big leagues. And now with the Nats, and you're going, oh, this is good.
Right.
Right? Like, so you feel that. You feel that energy of people trying to, you know, grasp, you know, like, hey, this is one of us. They're here. This is great. So you're starting to see that push. But, I mean, like, think about the years. For years, you've had – I mean, you go from Bryce.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about, like, the pitcher side, but you go Bryce, you go Trey, and Soto.
Soto.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rendon, right?
Yes.
Like, you think about the four just superstars.
Yep.
And James Wood is – being honest with you guys, is – this thing's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, he is 6'7", and he's a hoss.
He is a monster.
And
yeah.
he has a short swing. He has the ability not to chase things that you're going. So you can jump on board. You see it. You're like, yeah, that's special.
Yeah, I was saying to Jack the other day, you know, and the Phillies farm system is better than it was.
Oh,
and they do have some contributors right now. But I sit around waiting for the – give us one of those guys. I see the Nationals.
Aiden Miller.
Like, first is – you think. You think.
Spike.
Well, it better be. Well, we haven't had
better
one of those
be.
Guys
I mean,
in 20 years.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that
and
like
the, you just mentioned that the Nationals have had three in 20 years.
But it's also think about the spots that they've picked,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
nah,
you have to,
I don't buy that with baseball. Come on, but like half of baseball is how much you're willing to pay.
With
a
all
guy.
Due respect to everything that's gone on with the Nats, but like Bryson Strauss landed right there in their lap.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, the Phillies picked number one overall, and the guy isn't even here anymore. He looks like a 12-year-old.
We're not even talking about him. Why are we doing that? You still love him, don't you?
No, I'm just saying. We're talking about Mickey Moniak. I'm just saying the baseball is
1-6, baby.
I know.
Baseball draft a little different than the other
It is,
sports.
But I mean, you understood at the time what they were trying to do. They tried to just accumulate and just
yeah.
Look. The teams that have done, I mean, the way the Orioles, like you look at the Orioles and what they have now produced.
Yeah.
I mean, they gutted that whole thing. And Mike Elias, at the end of his tenure, not just with the Orioles, wherever he ends up and does things, he's done it twice now. Like, if he wins a title there, you're going, uh-oh. Like, that's it. He was a part of the deal in Houston, right? Breaking it all the way down to the studs and building what is a machine and has been a machine. He's doing the same thing in Baltimore. They did not miss on a lot of the high draft picks.
Yeah.
They have great development system there. They find ways. And you're starting to see that again with the Phillies. You know, and I think it took a while. It took a lot of misses. And it was a lot of misses.
Well, you're going to miss a lot in baseball anyway, too.
Dave, also, Dombrowski has not gotten rid of those big-time guys.
Did you agree with that at the deadline? Like, I think that a lot of people here with the trade deadline, it was like, why didn't they give up more of the prospects to get a more
You
splashy?
Included.
Me, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I was
all right. Well, I see
you. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you
who
got Branson here.
Yeah,
you're
trying
who
to
you
act
want?
Like you're
who
a you you know, ball player on ball player.
Luis so. Robert.
Just Luis Robert and Crochet. And I wanted Randy Rosarena, too. But.
So the Crochet thing, I would say, like, I think would be a bad fit this year.
Because he's going to shut down.
He's going to shut down.
Yeah.
The contract thing, like, the fact that came out, if I'm Chris Getz, the GM of the White Sox, I'm out.
He was pissed,
dude, yeah. Like, that was my payday. Yeah. Luis Robert, here's the problem with Lou Rob. He's played on nothing but losers there, right? And you don't know how much that has taken apart. I mean, we've seen it with a lot of guys. Like, the Pirates guy, with all due respect to the Pirates, but, like, you say all due respect, you can say anything you want. You know, you go from there, and we saw a lot of their guys get traded away and not produce on some teams that were really good at the time. Because why? That losing way is not like you're a loser, but it just...
Well, you see, the culture you was raised
yes,
in.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so I think what they did in not going after Luis Robert, is he a special talent? Yes. But it's a special talent that I don't think fits here.
Okay.
Because the special talent, you got to play hard. He doesn't play hard all the time.
Well, we got some guys here that don't play hard all the time.
Look, when you make 330, guess what? You do what you No, but that's the thing, is that, like, you know, at the end of the day, he hasn't done nearly as much as the guys that have
sure.
what you're talking about here.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in the grand scheme of things. So I agree with what they did, because they have not decimated the system. And that has been an issue everywhere he's been, because he's always been told to win. He goes, all right. And Dave Dombrowski might be one of the best, you know, general managers / president of baseball ops that we've seen. Like, he's in that upper echelon. Why? Because he goes out to win.
So I saw your reaction when you said Aiden Miller. Just your thoughts on what you think he ultimately can be.
If he's a third baseman in the future, for sure.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's nothing against Alec Bohm, but, I mean, like, this kid's special. I watched a bunch of at-bats because, you know, a couple scouts have told me, like, hey, better watch him. We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go back and watch some at-bats, you're like, this is not right. Like, that, like it's a talent that you're going, he got screwed in the draft, right, because of why? He was 19 years old.
Okay.
And a broken hand, Mapo.
I mean, but the 19 years old thing was like, whatever. One year, it's a big year of development there.
Oh.
Come on. And the guy's done nothing but rake. I mean, he's a little down this year, but I mean, he's playing at like a level that he should be in A-ball still.
Yeah.
Right? And he's, you know, playing well and doing that. He's got it's one of those bodies that you see, you're going, pop's coming. The pop's going to come.
Kevin Franson here with us. So, you're in D.C., where Bryce used to play. What is the Nationals fan base think about Bryce Harper? What is the general attitude?
One that I'm disappointed in, to be honest with you.
Which is?
It's like when he comes to the yard, it's booing. Why?
Well, oh, you mean they boo him?
Because he didn't win and he left.
Right.
I mean,
it seems fair to me.
And he went to a divisional rival.
Yeah.
The full story is amazing. You know, it's been talked about. But, like, for me, the stuff what Bryce did for them.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He was a part of four division-winning teams. You know, he obviously, they didn't win in the postseason there with him. They won right after, so it's like, oh, yeah, we didn't. Come on, man.
Can I tell you, if let's take Embiid. If Embiid left the Sixers and the Sixers won the title the next year after he left, when Joel Embiid came back here, they would boo the hell out of him. So I think
you would boo a gold medal winner. You know what I'm saying?
He's a world champion.
World champ.
Jokic debate's over.
I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm saying there is no.
No, I understand that, but basketball's different, man. Basketball's so different because you look at it, you have a star. You're most likely going to go, you know, at least get to the conversation of the postseason. You have two stars, you're in the postseason. Three stars, we're going to the finals.
The Bryce Harper Nats were in the postseason.
Right. And every year he just continued to step up in the postseason. Not everybody else did. And
he said Bryce can't control.
He can't control everything.
I'm saying you can't. If fans don't like a player for leaving, they don't like a player for leaving. And if he didn't get I understand baseball, but I also understand fans. And if he is supposed to be the next one, because Bryce Harper to MLB is LeBron James to the NBA in terms of hype, in terms of what he was as a prospect.
And lived up to it.
And great player, but also LeBron left Cleveland. What'd they do? They burned his jersey. They booed the hell out of him.
But they had the decision. That was the thing that was made that, like, hated him. Why do you hate LeBron? It's like
Bryce's decision lasts 4 months.
Well, that's why he was just keeping it on. He was keeping it there. He was keeping
it there.
No, it is different because to me, baseball is it's an individual, like, battle within a team atmosphere.
Yeah.
Where basketball, you could dominate with a player for a long time, right? Like, you can, like, especially a guy like Embiid. Like, you add that, I mean, it's one thing. But then you add a Maxi, and you're like, okay.
But LeBron didn't win a title until he had a bunch of other
great players. Right, and it's the same thing that goes, and people hated on Kevin Durant, right? Like, I'm a Warriors guy, you know that.
Sure.
They hated on him, why?
Because he joined Steph.
Because he's a coward.
On his own.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a coward.
He wanted to play the greatest basketball. Dude, it's one of the greatest things to ever watch.
You know what? If you asked him right
now. By the
way,
Steph got robbed of the MVP
in
the Olympics.
Yeah, he did. Guess what?
You've been waiting four days to bring that up, Mike.
He's still really rich. Isn't it unbelievable? Like, the last, like, couple of minutes of that game, people got to understand and see the true Steph. Like, we've seen for years.
Yeah.
To me, it's beautiful.
I mean, LeBron was ball hogging for the first 11 games. That's why Steph couldn't get going.
Well, Brian Windhorst, by the way, said that they took the MVP votes before that game was over, before the gold medal game was over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the Phillies are the best team in the National League?
Yes.
If there's the Phillies, there's the Brewers, there's the Dodgers, there's the Padres. The Diamondbacks.
See, the two teams,
how much further are the Phillies than that next level of team?
Do you know who the next team? You know who my number two team is?
Padres?
Milwaukee? Oh, Padres?
Padres. Oof.
What they did at the deadline.
Yeah, they were aggressive.
And then they got Jackson Merrill. 20-year-old that has absolutely stepped up. They're that team that I can't sit there and say, like, the Phillies are so far ahead because they did a lot, and they got a lot of guys, and especially Tatis coming back. You know what I mean? It's a point. It's one of those. That's a team to really watch out for. But they are better. They are better. Yes. And they do things, especially here at home, right, where you're going to have home field advantage. That is a big thing. They have dominated here. And the fans have resonated. Like last night for, you know, Mitchell Parker, and I talked about it on air, you saw it happen to the youngster, right?
Get him, like, shaking a little bit.
It did. Yeah. And you know what? It happens to the best of them. It happened last night. We got to witness it. But you learn from it. And I feel like teams that are going to come into here, Citizens Bank Park, it's going to buckle up, baby.
Well, by the way, that's why it's so important that they get the one seed, which is why the last couple of months, they've been, more home games is good.
Yeah.
Right. No. But I'm saying, like, last month, it was weird, but. Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
It was Meltdown City.
Dude, they were
why?
They're under 500 for over 2 months.
And at the end of the day, they're 21 games over 500. Okay. So, like, I don't care. I don't care.
So wait a minute. I can't believe you're apologizing for every team here. The Phillies and the Nationals. Do you want to – anything about the Braves?
I say with all due respect.
Right? Yeah.
With the Braves? I mean,
Okay.
You want me to apologize for them too?
No. I'm saying the Phillies were good for 2 months and then they were bad for 2 months. So you have – it's just – that's what happened.
Month and a half.
Month
and a half.
June 1 to
– month and a half.
Today, they're under 500.
And they're 21 games over 500.
Okay. But how do you know? So, okay, pretend you're a fan. And pretend you're not so confident in the Phillies. And pretend that you're not friends with them. Do you?
I don't care if I'm friends with them.
All right. Why would a fan? Because this is what we've been talking about all day today. Whether you think the Phillies are the team that we saw in the first 2 months as opposed to the team we've seen the last 2 months. If you were a fan and you saw the Phillies dominate for 2 months and then look.
Pedestrian.
Mediocre for 2 months. Why should a fan be confident that the first 2 months are the real Phillies instead of the last 2 months?
I mean, you could go the first three guys in the order and you'd be like, look, that's why. Because at some point in time, those guys are going to start getting hot and they're going to carry things. When you have Trey and Bryce struggle at the same time, it's a big part of the whole thing. Like when you look at, I mean, what Alec Bohm, think about Alec Bohm's at 84 ribbies right now. He had six in July.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking
four,
at that.
Actually.
What's that?
It might have been four.
Yeah, it was one for a while.
It was six.
It was,
yeah, six.
Okay. It was three.
But you look at it and you're going like, damn, like where could he really be? But it also kind of coincides with everything else with Trey, with Bryce, with Kyle, all that stuff going on. They have too much of the back of the baseball card stuff. The Bryce and Stott one, he doesn't have the back of the baseball card for me. Like, I love Bryce. But there's been a huge struggle. That's a worrier, right, for me.
Marsh?
Marsh a little bit. I think more the injury than anything. Injuries that he's kind of had with the legs this year.
Yeah, and the shoulder.
That worries me. Yep.
Yep.
So I think that's a deal.
You were pumped when they got Austin Hayes.
Because I like Austin Hayes a lot.
Good player.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Ike told us about him for a couple months there.
Yeah.
Dude, the one thing that I like about him is that he didn't bitch about everything that was going on in Baltimore.
Right.
This is an all-star last year and a true pro and sets the tone for a lot of things. Obviously, getting hurt sucks for him, but, I mean, there's a lot of let's just say there's a lot more positive than negative.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
What's a baseball team meeting like? Because apparently they had a team meeting the other day. Have you been a part of a team meeting?
Kidding me? Been plenty. You know what? This is the one thing I said yesterday.
Like, Ike's been a part of team meetings in football, but they're more like, you know, they all hitting each other, ramming their heads into each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's happening.
Spitting up blood.
Yeah. The question is spitting into, like, the program.
Yeah. Then they all go lay in the middle of the street while the cars drive by. Yeah.
I've been in heated ones. I've been in ones that are very calm and you know, controlled.
What do the best ones look like?
Probably like the one that happened here. And the best ones, I said it last night, the best ones and the most dangerous teams are the ones that it never gets out. That's the best part about last night. We saw it with the Angels. We saw it with the Braves. We saw it with a bunch of guys, a bunch of teams this year that have done it, had these team meetings. You almost know the talking points. Fans don't need to know about what goes on in a team meeting, ever. They don't need to know. Why do they need to know? They're not in that clubhouse.
Well,
no.
Not need to know, but want to know.
It's good when they don't know.
Sure, if they can keep it quiet.
And so for me, that tells me that that's a bigger sign that everything is strong in that clubhouse. It's not leaking out. They're not trying to make who the point is of who called it, who did it, who did what. There's sometimes you get into these team meetings and you're like, why are we having one? You knew exactly what you were getting, you know, the other day when they did it. I mean, it's just boys, we gotta play better.
Yeah,
hold myself accountable. Hold, you know, starts with the person that calls it.
We're big on accountability on this show.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like
number
the theme
one accountability
of the
show. Yeah.
I mean, you're working with Jack, so for sure.
Well, you need to remind him. You know, he's an only child.
But he's not gonna have an only child.
Yeah. I know, big dad guy.
That guy's not shooting blanks.
Number one, number one dad guy. Number one dad guy.
Jack and Jill.
Well, his real name's John, so it should be John and Jill. Though.
Deep
that whole thing.
Deep
yeah, okay.
It's a radio.
It makes up for better.
For sure.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming by, man. Kevin Franzen, you can we can hear you on the Nationals broadcast. How badly do you want to be back here? Don't worry, you're not on the radio.
No, I mean I'm happy where I am. Every bit of me is going to be in love with everything that's here because it's family.
Yep.
It's always been family. So I don't look back on it, but I also, come on, You gonna have me over John Kruk on TV? Hell no. So
I understand
why. So
coming up next, there is the backup quarterback controversy with the Philly with the Eagles. Welcome back, buddy. But the Eagles are trying to squash it.
Yes.
We will play you the audio of them trying to squash this legitimate controversy next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies on Packer Ave in South Philly. Never too early to start booking your fantasy football party. Book yours at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.